I like when he starts a show like this.
When he's really into it?
Yeah.
When he's produced it? Oh, yeah, Double Dragon. It's an absolute banger. That's a childhood right there. Upgraded childhood banger. Double Dragon 1, I think, not even 2. Mm. And then the sound effect with the... When the knife drops, that's when you have to either it gets beat off of you or you have to chuck it as well when it had a certain number of activations. Mm-hmm. If you've used it, like, I think it's like 3-4 times.
Yeah.
Then you have to get rid of it and go back to your fists and your legs because you're a kung fu master. You know about this stuff, Will.
Why? Because I'm Asian?
Oh my God!
What's going on here? No, because you're from the same era as me. We're born the same year.
Yeah, I'm joking. Jeez, I hear you, man. But I am Chinese.
Just to be clear, in case anybody was going down the same path you were going.
It's Friday. We're having fun.
Is it Friday today?
It is Friday.
Yeah. Damn. Did we get to the end of another week?
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
We did it.
We did it.
Yeah, unfortunately, we weren't here yesterday.
But. We done did it.
Yeah.
We done did it. We got Mo, we got Will, we got the community in the house.
Lovely.
Exciting times. What a time to be alive. Many things happening. Wayne says blood on the floor.
Oh my God. It's going to be the lore of the community.
We have some new front panels. My favorite subject, front panels. I'm a big front panel guy.
You are.
You wouldn't have a phone without it. This is interesting, actually. What are we discovering here? The pill thing is not... What? Is this what we discovered about the pill thing? It's only on the...
It's only on the pro model.
Oh, yeah, the pro. It's just the way they have them organized there. Mm-hmm. Okay, yes. Of course, this is how it will be. Apple's upcoming iPhone 14 Pro models are widely rumored to feature new displays with a pill-shaped cutout and a hole for the Face ID sensors and front camera, respectively. And now a real-world look at the design has seemingly surfaced. Have you noticed what's surfaced?
Mm-hmm. It's on the surface.
These look like screen protectors, or are they actually the glass pieces for the eventual devices?
They look like the glass devices, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, it has the border. Screen protectors don't typically have, exactly what Will said.
Way to go, guys.
We solved it.
Well done, boys.
It was a hard one.
You remind me of Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
He's a pretty well-known detective, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Sherlock?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who even knows it?
Who's better, Dick Tracy or Sherlock?
Dick Tracy, that was my thing, man. I mean, Sherlock, he's been around forever. He got the pipe, and he's been around forever.
Yeah.
So you can't out-Sherlock Sherlock.
But Inspector Gadget?
When I was a kid, and Dick Tracy had the watch.
He had the tech.
And they had the Tommy guns.
Oh, yeah.
And they had those cars. Mm-hmm. I was into that, man. You know, youngster. I was a youngster, Will. I know it's hard to tell at this point in time. I was a youngster, and I was into it. What a day we've had, though, man. Took a beating today.
No kidding.
Took a beating today. And
still, but it was necessary.
Oh,
maybe.
Time will tell.
I don't know. It's a lot of blood on the floor as far as I can. The fact that we can giggle at that is so ridiculous. So ridiculous. Yeah, took a beating today. You got to get the pro model to get the pill thing. In actual fact, how significant is any of this? You know, like, it's really not that big of a deal one way or the other. But it does send a message, at least, that Apple is interested in eventually doing away with this notch that they've held on to for so long for the purpose of Face ID, Face Unlock.
Mm-hmm.
You can also notice the slimmer bezels. Nobody's going to complain about these things.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out TS. That's right. This is the community.
Do you have a preference between the pill or the notch?
I take the pill.
You take the pill.
Yeah, can't you see my aspirin over here?
He means a real pill.
Or your joint pain.
Mo just brought this to me. He took one look at me after the beating I took earlier. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he just put it right here.
I was like, you might need this.
I was like, what are you trying to say to me, Mo? No. Just put this right here. He's like, I just want to make sure that it's nearby in case you need it. Regular strength, by the way. Nothing crazy. Yeah. Not getting too crazy over here. No, I'll take the pill and the pill and the dot of the new age look. It's not a huge one for me.
Right. It doesn't make or break a phone for you.
Not deal breaker.
Mm-hmm.
But you show me the two of them.
Right. Now you have choice.
I say, give me the new one.
Oh.
I say, let me try the new one. Because a lot of it for me, interest is just the ability to try this variety of implementations.
To have the experience.
That the tech companies throw at me.
Mm.
I'm like a fish and this is the bait.
The bait.
The lure of sorts.
Ooh. Okay.
They try something new and then they say, what do you think, customer? And I say, I'll let you know. I am the customer in the community. And then I let people know, which is the beauty of the whole situation. I don't think it's going to drastically impact my enjoyment in the long term, but I can't say that for certain until I give it a shot and test it out.
Right.
Obviously, the ideal scenario is a full screen setup with none of this, and everything is like under the display, and we're moving. I also like to support any movement towards that, any development.
Oh, I see.
At least give it a shot.
Early adopter type.
Let me tell you something though. Newer, not always better. Newer, not always better. But I don't need to tell you, Mo. Did you get a new hoodie?
Nope.
You always had that one?
I've had this one for maybe, you like the NASA?
You don't wear it often.
I don't wear it often.
Go ahead.
No reason. It's just I like darker hoodies. This is kind of where
the
I feel
gray.
Yeah. This is a lovely gift. I like this hoodie, but I would have not picked out a light hoodie. You don't like?
You're so mature.
What do you mean? I wouldn't have picked this because it's too light for me.
No, but the lovely gift.
Oh, right.
You're so mature these days.
Okay. Yeah, maybe the stock market's really
that
aged
was
me.
So formal the way you did that.
Yeah.
You sound like my grandmother, honey. They're a lovely gift. Not exactly lovely gift.
A very political answer.
Yeah, it's you thought it through. Mm-hmm. Well, it was good enough to make the cut for today, at least.
Right, yeah.
And I gotta say, I'm a fan of it, so I think it is a lovely gift.
All right.
Regardless of what you think of it.
So. I actually need to step up my hoodie game.
Like you're gonna...
I just want more hoodies.
Expand the...
Yeah, the ones I have, I kind of want to get rid of them.
The wardrobe?
I might donate them to like a Value Village.
You're going to expand the wardrobe?
Yeah, and get new sweaters.
Okay, you just rubbed over here. Do you want to explain to people what happened? Oh, I mean, I just... Because they're going to get worried about
you. But it's
you.
So embarrassing.
I know, but they're going to get worried about... Oh, you don't have to.
No, okay, I will.
They're going to get worried about you because you constantly... You're reaching and...
Yeah. Yeah. I have a bit of a pain above my right eye right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's no cool story. It's very embarrassing. I walk into cardboard.
He walks into cardboard.
But it was painful,
man. It's a thick cardboard.
Yes. It's like a...
Bristol board almost.
Yeah.
No, but Bristol...
Is that what you would call it?
They would always say when you're in school, they do the project on a Bristol board.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
Yeah.
What is that, a brand? Is that like Kleenex? Who's Bristol?
Oh,
is it from Bristol?
Who's Bristol? Who's Bristol board? Bristol board is an uncoated machine finished paper board named after the city of Bristol in southwest England.
This show.
Oh, wait, but rather after Frederick. Wait, click on that.
Oh, my goodness.
Also referred to as Bristol paper, uncoated. Machine finished paper. It is named after the city of Bristol in the southwest of England, but rather after it is not named like this. What is with the way they wrote this? But rather after Frederick Hervey, the Earl of Bristol.
What's this? Is that urn?
Yeah, that's right. Larva.
That's larva.
Wow.
What the?
It's just a drawing that was done on Bristol board. Just so happens to be on Bristol board.
And that makes it to the Wikipedia page.
The thing about it is. this whole deal goes back way further than we may have imagined. Right? Mm-hmm. We're talking about the Earl of Bristol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You didn't know about this guy. You
that name is way back.
You never thought about that guy when you had to do the school project.
No. Let's see where he's at.
He was the Earl of Bristol back in the, what, 1803, man. He died. Oh, wow. You know? He was the fourth Earl of Bristol. Well, now you know about Bristol board. But basically, it was a substance similar to that that Mo encountered. And he encountered it with his eyeball.
Yeah.
and it was quite a...
painful experience.
It was quite a scene.
Yeah. Oh, you mean my after outburst?
Yes. Yeah. That's right.
The same feeling anyone gets when they stub their toe.
The aftermath. It was profanity laden.
Mm-hmm. Or jam your pinky in a door or something.
And
it's so much pain from such a tiny little place. You know?
Wow.
It's just like you can't do anything about it either.
Yeah.
Death by a thousand cuts?
Yeah.
I'm always worried about the infection. Like if it's a dirty Bristol board, you know.
Interesting. You a big tetanus guy?
Yeah, goes right in the eye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of dangerous.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's just me.
YouTube's tipping feature is now available to more creators. Super thanks tips range from $2 to $50.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shoo. You trying to send a message to the community here, Will? Yeah. Trying to say where's the $2 at? Trying to buy a coffee?
Well, I was thinking this would be for Unbox Therapy, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Super thanks, which is more than regular thanks. Regular thanks, you can just type it. But super thanks, you got to put your money where your mouth is. Super thanks is going to cost you more than that type of thanks. YouTube is expanding its Super Thanks tipping program, giving more creators another way to monetize their presence on the platform. Super Thanks, which allows fans to send creators tips directly on videos, was previously in beta since being announced last year. Tip amounts vary between $2 and $50, and fans can include a custom comment when they send creators money. The program is now open to all eligible YouTube partner creators in 68 countries, the company announced in a blog post. 68 countries. It's a lot of places supported. Creators make money from their videos through the ad split. Yeah, but what happens when the advertisers pull out?
Then you have Super Thanks.
Or Super Chat, which you almost said.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was reading ahead, yeah.
You have both.
Yeah. Wait, so if I understand this correctly, you can do a Super Thanks to a video that's already been published.
You send it to a channel directly. It's just that the button is usually you're going to encounter it below a video.
Oh, okay.
But you can do it at any moment and for any reason, and you don't have to be live. Super Chat, obviously, is
Super
a live,
Chat, you need to be live. Interesting.
A live aspect to it. So it's one more option. Super Chat, Super Thanks, Super Stickers. It's all ways for a creator to interact directly, economically with right. their audience mm-hmm. without the advertiser aspect taking part. And presumably there's many business models that rely on such things and right. such avenues and such arrangements.
Mm-hmm. What's Super Stickers?
It's another live one. So they can post fancy stickers in there.
Oh, okay.
Look at those. Which one do you pick?
Oh, the Doge or the Shiba. Is that a Shiba?
The Bashiba?
Mm-hmm. Bashiba.
You know why it's Bashiba?
No.
He lost his owner.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
He turned to a life of motorcycles and mischief.
But he's but so now. Happy.
Now he's turning over a cool new leaf. Like that, Will?
Okay.
go back to that page. Apparently a lot of people are using that. 100,000? What does it say? Twitch-like tool that allows people to purchase better placement for their messages to streamers. More than 100,000 channels use Super Chat, according to the company, with some creators earning more than $400 a minute.
I don't understand.
Wait a second. $400 a minute. Well, what are we doing wrong over here?
Yeah. We're missing out.
$400 a minute?
What are we doing?
What the hell kind of profession is that?
Yeah.
Although I see Super Chats coming in right now, but I can't see them because you shrunk them all.
Very zoomed out.
Is that because of spam? I don't know what you're doing, Will. I feel like you're... There's a lot of inappropriate comments, a lot of super chats. I don't know what's going on here.
All right, there.
Thank you very much. Shout out, Mark, and everybody else. This is, yeah, I Will, I'm a fan. Diversification.
Oh, good.
Diversification.
Yeah.
Figure it out. Connect with the audience directly, and then you're a little bit more insulated from advertiser sensitivities and such.
Mm-hmm.
And our advertisers are cool, though, Will. Don't get it. Don't you even.
Okay.
Shout out, Jesse.
Have me describe to you how cool our advertisers are.
Yeah.
Our advertisers might be in there with the super chats themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They might be in there with the super stickers themselves. That's how cool they are. Okay. But other people's advertisers, you know, other.
Yeah.
I don't know. Boycotters and such. Those types.
Yeah, we're different.
Apparently, Jesse's been posting super stickers on this show for a while.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I seen it in the past. I don't know if he got the Doge one or I don't know what he got, but
yeah.
The accuracy of this Falcon's flight, I believe we're going to appreciate it in this particular Reddit post. Go ahead, Will. Give us a taste of the accuracy of this Falcon's flight. I see the glove, so I know where that Falcon's about to go, man. I know how these Falcons interact. Oh, baby. Yeah,
Oh, slow motion, too.
The one is nervous. The other's having fun. Oh, now they're both nervous. And kablam.
That's cool.
Woo!
Man, look at the talons on that thing.
A little risky. Little risky, I would say, wouldn't you?
Yeah, your face is there.
There's talons involved.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Face and talons. I mean, it might not be as dangerous as your cardboard or your Bristol board.
Right.
But a talon is almost up there when it comes to the eyes and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Risque.
I mean, you might have a little more damage.
But it is also a really cool video.
So worth it for the video.
Maybe. It might be.
Yeah. So you would do it. That would be you. You would be the girl on the left or on the right?
Oh, I would have to see this happen a few times before I put myself in the position.
But then after that, you would be the girl on the left or on the right?
I'd be worried off the bat. I'd be on the left. I'd be worried right off the bat. Look at her. She's a little bit more.
She was trying.
She almost pulled back.
She was actually trying to look out the side of her eye. But really what you should be doing is squeezing your eyes shut.
Right. And just it's
because then the eyeball has a touch of protection. I don't know if the talon cares.
Oh, interesting. You thought of it as protection. I thought of it as like the less I know, the better.
Oh, well, I guess.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
I guess that's another aspect. But I'm thinking maybe you end up with a scratch on the eyelid instead of the cornea. That's what I was thinking. It's possible.
It's a little bit safer.
A talon might not care. Shout out Gerardo. Texas man offers Elon Musk 100 acres of land.
Texas man.
Yeah, well, you know, when you're in Texas, if you're a Texas man, you got 100 acres.
Right.
That's what happens. You're born, you got 100 acres. They're like, here you go. They just plop you in the middle of 100 acres. They're like, you're a Texas man. You got 100. No, that's not true, obviously. That's a lot of land. And this guy wants Twitter HQ moved out of San Francisco. In Austin area, man is offering Tesla CEO Elon Musk 100 acres of free land to move Twitter's headquarters from San Francisco to Texas. The offer comes after Musk's successful bid to buy Twitter for $44 billion. Texas Governor Greg Abbott tweeted that he would declare the area a free speech zone and added, maybe we can rename it Twitter Texas. Willie Dews.
I like this. Become Scooby-Doo.
What's in it for him? This seems...
Who?
Texas man.
Texas man?
More business. Because
he's saying for free.
Wait. Schwartner, who oversees farming and ranching on... the dude's, first of all, got 20,000 acres of land.
Yeah, but still, you don't do anything for free.
100 acres out of 20 grand?
But what's the incentive? Like, he just wants it to be on his land?
I mean, if you have 20,000 acres and you give away 100, but you bring the Twitter HQ there.
Okay.
I got to believe it may increase the value of your other 19,900 acres.
Interesting.
Because there'd be a lot of companies that would want to be nearby Twitter's HQ.
Right.
This could be the start of the next Silicon Valley.
Right? In the middle of Texas. Yeah, I don't know.
That'd be more like jobs.
How would you... I don't even know if that's his name. He might just be... It might be on principle. He likes the idea of being a part of that story. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you're going to have an HQ, you know what you need. You need all this infrastructure. You're going to need services for all those people. Like an HQ, if a tech company, you're going to have thousands of employees.
Right.
It's going to bring a lot of value to the region.
Mm-hmm.
He added that by giving the land, which is equivalent to 75 football fields, to Musk, it would be a win-win for everybody. This area is exploding and we want to be a part of this explosive growth. I just think with all the stuff he's done, he evidently likes Texas, right? Or he wouldn't have moved from California. And I want to be a part of his plan if he'll come visit with us. Yeah, that's it. I think it brings a lot of money into the region.
Right, yeah.
It's a bunch of high-paying jobs and people with disposable income, and then it ends up sneaking out.
Right. You got to have restaurants there. You got to have hotels.
And, you know, it sneaks and it squeaks right out of there.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And when it squeaks out of there, you pick a little bit of it up. Mm. You just walk beside the money, it squeaks out.
You think Elon's doing this, though?
I don't know that Elon can even snap the fingers and do something along these lines. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's going to work with pre-existing employees. Do they want to relocate? Are you hiring new people? I mean, it's such a time of transition. The next 6 months is going to be very interesting to see what everybody agrees to.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to continue on. Is there going to be renegotiations? What's going to happen?
Right. Now that it's private.
Okay, Will, we have a question here from Abdullah about how your therapy is going regarding crypto. He is personally struggling.
Therapy.
I can't offer advice.
You can.
I can?
Have you fully recovered?
I think so, yeah.
And how did you get there? What was the key to your success?
Out of my phone. No apps. No apps.
Delete.
Yeah. The moment I check my phone, I feel like that's the habit.
Interesting.
Yeah, kick it.
So delete off the phone is good enough. Because you can still check on the other devices, no?
Yeah.
But it's less of a pull.
I think so.
Okay, well, there's a little tip for you, all right?
That's a little start.
Get the cryptos off the phone and see how that goes, step one.
Mm-hmm.
Mo, do you have any rules around your stock trading? Like, does it also stay off the phone or it's everywhere?
No, I just have like rules around purchasing and selling and stuff.
But looking and checking up on it hasn't become a problem yet?
No. I still am finding a lot of joy out of it. I haven't seen the downside yet.
Mm.
Like I may be spending a little bit too much time doing it, but it's really fun for me. So I'm not up late night checking in the middle of the night. I haven't gotten to that point.
Okay.
Twitter earnings fall short as company admits overstating user numbers. Well, everyone knows this is a botville over there as well. Anyone who's been on Twitter realizes.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, normally I hate bots. Normally. But I've been having a chuckle every so often.
Okay.
Including at the beginning before we started shooting the show.
Yeah, you were laughing. What's going on?
It would just be when somebody would leave a nasty comment to me.
I know exactly what you mean.
Somebody would leave a nasty comment, and then the bot is right underneath saying, "You've won."
Barely trying. It's a numbers game for them.
I don't know what it is. Love it. It's like it shows you how ridiculous the whole thing is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here's you with the nasty comment, and here's the bot doing what the bot does, and then there's me reading the entire exchange. It's all so goofy and funny on some level. I mean, it's also irritating and obviously tons of scams, and I'm not I hate it.
Yeah,
on the big picture it's everybody sucks does. And it, people get definitely people send money and Telegram accounts and WhatsApp, and it's an absolute mess, and I want it to be done. But every so often you get this little kind of funny combination of internet things happening. Okay, social media platform Twitter recently published its earnings report for the first quarter of 2022, falling short of expectations. The company also admitted it overstated its daily active users for several years, supposedly by error. The earnings call report is expected to be Twitter's final report as a public company following Elon Musk's successful bid to take the company private. Imagine that. The final report.
Yes. It's what? Eerie almost.
It's like before it goes dark.
Yeah.
And then you know nothing anymore.
Well, you don't, they don't need to disclose it anymore.
You don't know what's going on anymore. Mm-hmm. CNBC reports that Twitter has reported earnings for the first quarter of 2022 amidst Elon Musk's successful bid. Earnings per share, 61 cents, not comparable to estimates. Revenue, $1.2 billion versus $1.23 billion expected. And monetizable daily active users, 229 million versus 226.9 million expected. Okay, so that number, I guess, was a bit higher. What do you think about that? 229 million daily active users. That's not, I mean, it's not Facebook, but it's not nothing.
It's definitely not nothing.
Daily? I wonder what that implies. Like, it's, you know how they do like a view count on YouTube? Like, did you view it or not?
Right. What counts as a view?
But what counts as a daily active? I mean, I'm sure that they disclose this. Mm-hmm. It's curious though, like
30 seconds in the app.
That's what I mean. It's interesting that the power user who spends hours there, like Elon, reading through threads and calculating interactions, and then somebody who glances at it for 15 seconds, are they both daily active users? I guess so. I guess so to an extent, but there's a wide spectrum there. And I think the majority are probably not on the super side.
No.
The majority are probably the lurkers, the glancers. Mm-hmm. And then you got the power users who produce the majority of the content that the lurkers engage with. That seems to be the case across social media. So I don't know how significant. I don't think it mattered. Like Elon was was interested. He did his 5420. He goes private. I don't know if I'm an investor in Twitter, if this or like how I feel about this. Am I happy I got my 5420 and got out?
Right. Does this make you feel a little
I think it makes you feel justified.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I think you're.
But this has been Twitter's story since almost day one. Like they had users, but they just not able to monopolize on.
But it's not often you get the deal before the earnings
report. Exactly. Yeah.
That's you cut very the deal rare. Beforehand.
Mm-hmm. Typically, yeah. Earnings report will dictate where the market goes.
It's like getting an appraisal yeah. on a house or something,
yeah.
but you buy it before the appraisal, right? And then yeah. but you actually won because the appraisal came back high,
yeah.
but could have went the other way too. Mm-hmm. You pay and then the appraisal comes back low and you overpaid. So I don't think Elon cared all that much one way or the other. Obviously, there's an interesting development there in the sense that he sold some Twitter stock. I don't know if you have the story or not, Will.
You mean Tesla?
Or, sorry, Tesla stock in order to fund the purchase of Twitter.
Yeah.
So this was happening, I guess, this morning. Ooh, wait, 2 hours ago, 8.5. I read $4 billion this morning.
Whoa.
It's up
he doubled up.
Is it up to 8.5? Or the information wasn't fully out there. 8.5 billion. Oh, here we go. Correction, an earlier version of this story misstated the initial number of Tesla shares Elon Musk sold, the value of the shares, and when he sold them. Musk sold 4.4 million shares worth $4 billion. What? Oh, yeah, that's what
the number of shares.
No, that's what the earlier story said.
So they've updated it?
Correction, an earlier version misstated the number. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, they're saying that was a misstatement.
The $4 billion was wrong.
Yes. And it's actually 8.5
Yeah, how can 4.4 million shares be worth only $4 billion? Right? What is the share? I guess, well, it doesn't matter. It's wrong. It's all wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe it can be, but I'm not pulling out the calculator. They updated to 8.5 billion, and there's a dollar sign there. So forget about shares.
Yeah.
Musk sold 3.7 million shares of Tesla stock on Tuesday for a total of $3.3 billion and another 735,000 shares on Wednesday, bringing in $654 million, according to filings. Mm-hmm. Friday morning, he disclosed that he had sold an additional 5.2 million shares for a total of $4.5 billion. All told, he received an average price of $883.09 per share. Hmm. The sales represent only 5.6% of the Tesla shares he held outright at the start of the day Tuesday, and less than 4% of his total holdings of Tesla if stock options he controls are included. Still, the 8.5 billies is 8 point. You got to be careful with this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
These type of headlines.
Yeah.
It's not zero. It's not nothing. It's not doubling down. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. Well, this money had to come from somewhere, didn't it?
Well, that's true. He had to liquidate something.
Had to come from somewhere. Mm-hmm. Even if you're taking the loans and everything else at some point. Very interesting stuff. 8.5 billion. He loves Twitter. He's so into it with the tweeting. He's very...
Yeah, he's making a big bet here.
He's into it with the tweeting. And I guess with it being private, the pressure system's a bit different. In the sense, without the earnings and this and that and answering to the shareholders, it's a bit different.
Mm-hmm.
It might not be the same protocol as some of his other companies. And maybe just the idea of running a massive private company is engaging and exciting in and of itself. Without having all these shareholders,
mm-hmm.
guys like you, well, shareholder, telling them what to do. Isn't it interesting how it makes you feel so invested in the company? You got like one share. You're yeah. like, I'll tell you what you need to be doing. You walk into the boardroom, you're like, I'm a shareholder. Like, how many of that?
Right.
One.
I said, show me the money.
One. But I've paid attention to everything. Ever since I gave you $884.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So that's what he sold for. So what's the price as of today? Did he get a good deal or what? Let's get a Tesla stock price update courtesy of Mo Market, courtesy of Mo Money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he sold it higher than it is right now.
It actually took a huge drop.
870 USD. Well, I mean, when you got the dude selling,
mm-hmm.
give me a 5 day, Will. It hit me with a 5.
Been going down.
Hit me for with a hit me with a 6 month.
Oof, still no good.
Mm.
Down 30. Year to date.
You talking about a YTD?
Oh, okay.
You talking about a YTD? Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, listen. Listen to me. He likes the Twitter, all right?
Yeah, he does.
He likes the Twitter and mm-hmm. he likes and I think he still likes the Tesla, so we might be all right.
Yeah.
Your share, your single share might be all right.
You don't know.
Oh, easy.
You don't know. You have no idea.
Mo's a whale.
Holy. No more playing around. No more goofing around. Mo's about to share the details. Go ahead. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, no details.
Well, since you're flexing over there.
No, I'm just letting you know that you don't know.
Yeah, that's a flex if I ever heard yeah. one. And I fully support it. Obama's to leave Spotify and seek a podcast deal elsewhere. The podcast contract with the streaming service expires this year. Former First Family wants limited episodes, but wide distribution. Well, I mean, they can just post like any other podcast. That's the widest distribution, I guess. Oh, but I guess they want to be promoted and everything as well. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, then if that's the case, I don't know if you can beat Spotify. Where would you? Maybe Apple? Could Apple, but Apple doesn't really promote podcasts, do they? I mean, they got their like Apple Podcasts and yeah, maybe they'll get in that business. Mm-hmm. They probably.
Right.
They should get in that business.
Right. Spotify's making the pivot for obvious reasons.
They care more and more about content. Apple.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys listened to this podcast?
I just found out about it with this article.
The former First Family's production company, Higher Ground, won't be signing a new deal with the audio platform. Why would they come out and say that? They kind of take away your leverage a little bit. We won't be signing a deal here. According to people familiar with the negotiations, the company's instead talking to other distributors about a deal worth, that's why they're not, tens of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Among the most lucrative in the podcasting business. Well, that's why you're shutting down the Spotify. You got a better deal.
Oh, it looks like Amazon's into it.
Look at here's who's in the mix. Amazon.com. Their Audible product. Sponsor the show.
Mm.
Shout out Audible. I don't really listen to podcasts on Audible. I mostly listen to audiobooks, but they do. There are podcasts, but they have to get the exclusives if you're going to be able to convince people.
Right, right.
That you're a podcast platform. You have to have some exclusives, I guess. That's how it works, Mo.
I can kind of see this though.
Go ahead.
I don't know. Audible to me has a very like a learning type of environment.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I don't know. I feel like their podcast, I haven't heard it. I'm just kind of imagining what I think it
is. I want to hear about their podcast from a guy who's never listened to their podcast.
Exactly.
That's exactly what I signed up for today. Tell me what their podcast is about.
Well, I don't know what it's about, but I would imagine it'd be very insightful and it would be a lot of learning. I can't imagine Barack Obama just goofing, right? So I think that could be a very interesting.
It's actually Barack Obama's stock picks.
Well, then I better tune in.
Obama reacts.
Yeah, I guess they're also talking podcast. To iHeartMedia, said the people who asked not to be identified because conversations are private. The company wants to pick a new home within the next few weeks. Mm. It has talked with multiple big networks, including Spotify, but the Swedish streaming giant declined to make an offer, according to three sources. No offer. Spotify's like, we're out.
Mm.
No offer. I don't know. Spotify had them on there for a while. They paid them. Maybe they didn't like the analytics. I don't know.
Oh, could be.
Why you give no offer? Come on. The Obamas are each willing to appear in an 8-episode program, which for some bidders isn't enough of a commitment to justify a deal comparable to those for shows like Smart, Less, Call Her Daddy, and My Favorite Murder. Those shows appear weekly or with a frequency close to that.
Wait, I'm sorry. Is he saying that he wants
close
to do
to
an
that.
eight-episode podcast? That's it?
That's it, Mo. He wants 10 millies or tens of millions of dollars for 8 episodes. That happens when you're Obama.
Hmm. 8 episodes.
Obama money.
Yeah, when you're when you're Obama and you get the big speaking engagements and everything like that, you go, well, you guys want an episode every day? You kidding me?
No, but I'm
you
just
kidding
saying,
me? I'm over here. I'm over there.
Why?
I've got my outfit on. I have things to do.
Right.
You can have 8 episodes.
You can have 8 episodes.
And they're like, really? Just 8? We need like 80.
Yeah.
They like, have you heard of this Lou Later show? He's like, no. This happens all the time. They rarely miss a day.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, idiots.
Yeah. They're not cashing out.
Stupid. What are they doing? Yeah. Well, anyway, whatever. We'll see what happens. I agree. I don't feel like I can pay for an 8-episode.
Yeah, 8 episodes. I think then they shouldn't call it a podcast. If it was like a season.
Is this a podcast?
I don't know.
Obama podcast? Is that what they're talking about?
Well, what is it? Raising kids? I don't know. It said the Obamas, so I assumed it was you're getting both, but I don't.
Anyways.
Oh, that's a big anyway.
Hey, man.
That anyways was almost a moving on. Moving on.
Should we take a break?
Yeah, let's go ahead and take a break. All the best stuff hasn't happened yet. Don't you dare move a muscle. Right after this break, we break it all down. Today's sponsor, Sunday. GetSunday.com. This is the Backyard Essentials sent to you in the mail. It's time to take care of your yard. This is quite a concept, Will. I just saw an image in the video above where she connected the bag, right to the hose. It's like an all-in-one type of setup going on. And look at the way the grass turns out. It's called Grass Powerhouse, the one that she... But there's different bags for different purposes. And it's all sent to you. What is that? They even got the seed going on?
Yes.
So I'm getting rid of the weeds. I'm improving the yard for the dogs as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to go and buy all these individual products because everything I might need is in one beautiful package, which is shipped to me.
Mm-hmm. Everything's curated.
I'm tackling the weeds. The mowing and the watering, and I'm getting the fertilizer and soil and pest control in one little kit delivered and tailored to me. So I guess I can pick and choose the different items. Is that what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Lovely stuff. It's that time of year, especially around here, where the lawns start to poke out again. and you might not be so happy what you see underneath, and it's time to get it together and put a little effort in, and it really pays off when you lay down in that beautiful lush lawn.
Sunday can help you grow a beautiful lawn without the guesswork or the nasty chemicals. They have a lawn analysis tool, which they use soil and climate data to create a personal nutrient plan delivered to your door when you need it. Their fertilizer includes ingredients like seaweed, iron, and molasses, which is safe for kids and pets. Sunday is offering our listeners 20% off. Full season plans start at just $129. You can get 20% off checkout when you visit getsunday.com/loulater. That's 20% off your custom plan at getsunday.com/loulater.
Also sponsored by Stitch Fix. Discovering the styles you love just got easier. It all starts with a style quiz. That's what Stitch Fix is known for. You go in, you tell them about the items you like, you tell them about the items you don't. The pieces then get picked out for you by professional stylists. They send them over. You get a chance to test them out, try them on, look in the mirror. But they already know you from the style quiz. So they got a sense of the fit and exactly what you're looking for. They got a bunch of brands that they can choose from in order to craft this particular look. You can see some of these brands on screen here, including Columbia, Club Monaco, Calvin Klein, Vans, Adidas, North Face, Levi's, Nike is on there. They even got golf stuff. I see Callaway over there, Ralph Lauren. So listen, whatever your style happens to be, maybe it's a more on the casual side, athletic side, could be on the formal side. The experts will pick it out, ship it to you for free. There's easy returns and exchanges on all orders. No commitment. Shop when you want, how you want. There is no subscription required. Only pay for the stuff that you actually like. And don't bother going to the store, the room, the cramped room, and the person's bringing you the things, and it's pressure and everything else. And you don't need this pressure.
It's stuffy, it's smelly, you know how it is.
You don't need this in your life. No. What you need in your life is Stitch Fix. You try it on at home in front of your own mirror. You get to choose comfort of your own premises. Let's go.
Whatever your style, now more than ever, you have time to check it out. Take a few minutes to set up your Stitch Fix style profile. Their expert stylists will go to work finding items exclusively for you. They'll send you 5 pieces to try on at home. Keep what you love and send back what you don't. Shipping, returns, and exchanges are easy and free. Sign up today at stitchfix.com/loulater to get $20 off your first purchase. That's stitchfix.com/loulater to get $20 off your first purchase. Limited time offer. Purchase within 2 days of sign up. Thank you to Stitch Fix.
We're also sponsored by Masterworks, a complete platform for investing in art. You maybe never viewed yourself as a person who would have the opportunity to invest in fine art, but they put together a program that actually makes it possible. Masterworks is the first platform for buying and selling shares representing an investment in iconic artwork. You build a diversified portfolio of iconic works of art created by their industry-leading research team. According to Art Price, the value of blue chip art has outpaced the S&P 500. Too bad Mo's not here for this particular. He would like to know something like that. The total value of privately held art to be somewhere around $1.7 trillion, as reported by Deloitte. This is big, big business, big opportunity here, and maybe not something that you had thought about in the past. I'm talking physically limited. You're investing in that art from artists like Banksy. I mean, what do they have? Andy Warhol over there. You go in the price database. These are names you may have heard of. Okay, look, I can't have that. I can't scroll down. That I can't. $110 million. I can't have that. You know what I can have? Can't have a piece of it. Look at this.
Yeah.
Purchase price, $20,000. Look at the appreciation, 33 years. Get out of town. Art can go up, man. It can really go up. It might be a little bit more fun and exciting and interesting than a lot of other ways you can make investments. So definitely go check it out. It's Masterworks.
Contemporary art pieces have outpaced the S&P 500 of a total return of 164%. from 95 to 2021. Masterworks can let you be a part of a growing trend. You can get ahead of the crowd with priority access to skip the waitlist. Head to masterworks.art/lulater. See important regulation A disclosures at masterworks.io/cd. That's masterworks.com/lulater. We're live now.
We're back.
Man, that was a wonderful break. Holy cow. I don't know if I've ever had a break that good before.
Talking about arch support.
I think it was actually the greatest break of all time because I was lost. I was in the clouds temporarily. I was just drinking this. What is this? Peach? I was drinking that with the bubbles and whatnot. Uh-huh. And having a little side chat about some device that I buy all the devices. You know that well. Uh-huh. If it's a gadget for a certain thing, I got to try it out. Uh-huh. I realized at this point I didn't bring the breathing thing yet, which
Now we got to wait until Monday.
It's my bad. We wait till Monday, but I promise you I'll bring it on a Monday. I'm planning on bringing it on a Monday.
Do you want to try the other thing?
Oh, this is a good moment.
Since you don't have your breathing machine.
Yes, I don't have my breathing thing, but I have another. Because this is the most exciting show in television. You best not forget that you're watching CNN Plus, all right?
It gets more
every time. He hates it.
I'm not a big fan.
Yes, this is the number one most viewed show in television. So we always had to keep coming up with ideas for segments and things like that. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. It's, you know, they should see the meetings we have.
That was just for me, and I know that was just for me.
That was for Mo. I can't let you down. That was for Mo. Okay, so anyway, I'm over in the at the gas station, but I'm not at the gas station for gas because the car's electric.
Yeah.
And I know someone's going to say that, but I like to go and look at the items in the gas station.
Okay.
I know you guys might think that's crazy. I don't know if you guys think that's crazy or not.
No, I go there. They got sometimes the best candies.
Could be items that you...
I'm like, oh, they made a new one of this?
It could be items you never expected.
Oh, it happened to us yesterday with the Tic Tac.
Tic Tac.
There's a new Tic Tac?
There's like 15 new Tic Tacs.
No, he got orange. He got the orange one. And then Jack walked over. And Jack was like... can I have one of those? Yeah. And Mo was like, yeah, what's the matter? And he's like, it's an explosion of flavor. I swear that's what he said.
It's what he said.
I definitely swear that's what he said. And I was like, the Tic Tac? You're talking about the Tic Tac?
Yeah, tiny little Tic Tac.
Have you had it before?
The orange one?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
But for some reason, it set him off.
He's horned up?
I don't know what it was. It set him off. Anyway, Mo got the orange Tic Tac, but... I like to go in there and I look around and I don't, sure. not for long. Like I'm coming over here anyways. Mm-hmm. And usually I want to get an iced tea or something like that. And I have a few recommendations in that category, but I think they could all be better, by the way. Mm. Anyway, point being, I saw this there today on my way in. And this was the limited edition Starlight space inspired Coca-Cola. Can they see this, Will, right here?
Yeah.
By the way, shout out Miguel. Shout out Charlie.
And Christopher.
This tastes like space, I guess. We talked about it on this show a while back, and I probably said at that point, oh, I'm going to try it out on the show, but of course I'm not going to order it or anything. But I saw it, and I was like, I can actually go full circle on this one.
So you got the non-zero sugar. You got the regular.
I got the real deal.
Okay.
I got the real deal Starlight. Shout out DJ Medusa. And... I started to look at it, and I remembered covering the story about what would space taste like. When you think of a space-inspired drink, what is the flavor? And now I'm just realizing I can't just drink this on my own. I need little cups for you guys, too. Do we have it?
I've already had it.
Easy. Will, did you have it already?
No, I haven't.
Did you need a little cup or not?
I'm good.
You're not even going to try it?
I'm all right.
He's making a face like this is disgusting.
Okay, I'll get a drink.
I don't want to taste space.
What I thought. I thought that the taste of space, it just didn't seem appetizing, but I like space.
Okay.
So here's what they say about it. Coca-Cola Starlight. Introducing Coca-Cola Starlight, the first limited edition sparkling beverage from Coca-Cola Creations.
Experience a subtle cooling sensation as you enjoy the reddish Starlight space flavored beverage. I mean, they're saying it's a space flavored beverage. A new but familiar Coca-Cola taste. Discover infinite possibilities from a new world with Coca-Cola Starlight before it's gone. So it's a limited edition space soda. And I couldn't help myself. I looked at the ingredients.
Of course you did.
Which is not really fair. And I'm actually glad that Will isn't going to have a chance to do that.
Oh.
So he has to go basically blind into this. And you're going to try to discover what the notes are. All right. Let me know what space tastes like. All right?
All right. Just pour me a glass.
I don't want to taste space. I have these tiny little glasses. Can they see this, Will? They can. Yeah, they can see this. Okay.
So does it look?
Listen to that. Did you hear that? Okay,
is it off color?
Wait, what are you getting? What notes are you getting there?
I smell a note or two. Here we go. All
right. Whoa, it's very light in a glass.
It's a light colored beverage here.
But it looks darker in the plastic bottle.
It kind of looks like a wine almost. Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's so offended.
That makes sense, Mo. Even though he's already tasted it, even though he spoiled the entire segment by already tasting it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's go ahead and do our taste test in 3, 2, 1. We're going to discover what space tastes like. Go. It doesn't, at first it's Coke. At the very first, it's Coke. But then there's something that comes after. Oh my God.
It's like a cherry? Is it a bit of a cherryness in there?
Is my tongue numb right now?
Because of the space?
Yeah. It's also, I don't remember, but it feels like more fizzy.
More fizzy. Is that the tongue thing I'm talking about?
It might be that.
That might be what I'm talking about.
I guess space is like very starry, so maybe they
I'm going to let it sit on the tongue for a second.
The rest of the show is him.
First of all, I do not believe that space tastes like this at all.
Of course not.
Space does not taste anywhere near as good as this. I hate to tell you.
Yeah.
I want you to give feedback first because I read the ingredient list. So for sure you got to talk first.
I just had a weird moment of the concurrent viewers of 1,100 people watching us taste Coke.
No, but it's not. It's space. Well, don't forget. It's actually space, which you should definitely watch.
It's a weird moment.
Watch that. I want to hear your feedback. Well, you're going to have to talk first on this because I did read the ingredients here.
So, disclaimer, I don't really have a good palate. You know, things just kind of taste mostly the same to me. If it's like Coke, my mind kind of goes to Coke. So I don't have too much of a certain opinion on it. I do think that it may taste a little... maybe sweeter and maybe has more of a bite.
Sweet and bite.
And it's red. It's a little, it has like a tinge of red.
That's just me. So did you want to mention?
I don't taste the red.
Did you want to mention any kind of ingredient other than what would typically be found in a Coke?
I would maybe say like a slight hint of cherry.
That's where I was at.
Cherry flavoring.
Okay, so listen, I don't even know that they necessarily share it because the thing about the Coca-Cola, thank you, Jameson, for supporting CNN Plus. Mo hates it because he thinks people won't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But
also, we're way better than CNN. Plus.
You gotta know that the people know what I mean.
I know, the community knows.
You gotta know. They don't share their secret sauce. You know that, right? Like, that's when they come in there and they say natural flavors. Like, what are you talking about natural flavor?
Yeah, it tastes so natural to me.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to read the ingredients to you.
Okay.
In order of first to last. You got it? Hmm. Carbonated water, sugar, concentrate of carrot and black currant.
Black currant.
Do you need it?
Yes. Yeah. I can taste
that. What about carrot?
Not a lot of carrot.
But the thing is, they say that that's for color. So I don't even know if that's contributing to the flavor. Mm. Then it goes on to say natural flavor, phosphoric acid, caramel color, and caffeine. I think this list is very similar to actual regular Coke. So I don't know what kind of magic is going on here. Actually, and this list you found doesn't even identify what the fruit and vegetable juices are that are used for coloring. Mm-hmm. I guess it's better than artificial coloring, carrot and black currant. But yeah, I agree with you. There's a bit of a cherry Coke thing happening, if I'm trying to describe it as something. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what else. I really don't. I really don't know how else to describe it. There's no space involved. And I don't know if a trick is being played on me here, because it tastes a lot like regular Coke.
Right.
It's not a distinct, I'm not having a distinct feedback other than it's like a subtle cherry Coke.
Do you get a subtle cooling sensation?
I don't know. Do I? Is my tongue numb right now? I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know, but I'm glad we did it because
all right.
On this show, we get to the bottom of it one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, let me just say something, Will. Because the people deserve it.
Okay.
If you're out there in the world trying to navigate this complicated place,
yeah,
and you find yourself in a gas station,
yeah,
I'm going to say reach for the classic one and not this one. Just get yourself a Coca-Cola Classic and call it a day.
Mm-hmm.
I did this so you don't have to. Mm. And I know it's fun, and I know we all like space, and I know you saw the label, and I know you heard the word black currant. And I know you watched Willie do take a sip out of a fancy glass. I don't want you to be influenced by that. I want you to trust that the classic will do you better.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that, Will?
I agree.
The classic will do you better.
Hundo P.
That's what this show is for. That's what this show, we just saved you. I don't know, there must be somebody that's in, somebody really want, you know.
Yeah.
The cherry Coke types are going to like that. I don't mind the cherry, you know. But a classic is tough to beat.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me going on Coca-Cola, because they tried to go away from the classic. They had to bring the classic back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't get me going on it, though. Might get carried away. They tried to introduce the new Coke. It happened a while ago.
Yeah.
Coke versus Pepsi days.
Vanilla Coke, though?
Do I like?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Countries
by percentage of the Earth's surface.
You make kind of...
Somebody said cotton like candy. Did you taste any cotton candy?
You know what? The first initial taste...
It's not bad, actually, cotton candy. Now that he said it, I'm like tasting it a lot more.
Space is just is actually made of cotton candy.
Oh, yeah?
That's the fabric of space.
So sugar everywhere?
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Let's see here. And oh my goodness gracious. Yeah, look at that. I love what you've done here. The way that they've done this infograph, what you're seeing laid out in this circular structure is how much of the world is made up of what? Starting, of course, with 43%. Being made up of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And then another 27% being made up of sea ice. Is that right?
Yes.
During part of the year. So that's even, you could add that to the ocean. Good Lord. If you add that to the ocean, what are you looking at? 70% of the world? What was it? 43.
It's around 70%.
Get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Get out of here. Get out of town. It's a lot of water. But we already do that. Then we get Antarctica. 2.75%. It's always underrepresented on the map that you look at. You're like, what? A little sliver down there. No, not sliver. Much bigger. It's the map playing tricks the way they do maps.
Uh-huh.
You ever seen these people try to accurately represent the scale of things on maps, but it doesn't look good? So then no. They're like, well, we got to fit it in. Who cares about scale?
Mm-hmm.
It is 0.3% of the Earth's surface in Antarctica. 1,610,000 kilometers squared. Next, we have Russia, 3.34%. Canada, 1.96%.
Are you surprised with Canada? I mean, it's big, but...
Not that big? Oh, it's big. No. She big.
It's bigger than China.
She big. Yeah. Got a lot of land, Will. Wait till you get your Bronco. You'll see.
Yeah. He'll be out.
You'll see.
Out and about.
Canada, China, United States, Brazil, Australia, India, Argentina, Kazakhstan, Algeria. I mean, this might surprise you. I like how they fit it all in there.
Uh-huh.
And obviously not every single country is represented, but it gives you an idea. The rest of the world occupies another chunk at the very bottom. So you can see exactly where you sneak in there, but there's a lot of land, but there's a hell of a lot more water.
Mm-hmm.
Start thinking about it like that, man. Yeah. Well done, Will. Sadly, what we need right now.
Yeah, that's fun.
After our space drink.
Yeah.
Twitch reportedly considered cutting streamer pay to boost its own profits. Well, yeah, of course. I like how that headline seems like a surprise. It's like, where do you think they get these numbers from?
Oh, instead of paying the consumer or
no,
the,
I just mean like where do you think there's a constant dance going on here?
Mm-hmm.
Of a balancing act of how much money, of what these revenue splits will be. How much money should the platform get? How much money should the streamer themselves get? Mm-hmm. The content creator, the YouTuber, the TikToker, the Instagram reeler, the Instagram storyteller like yourself?
Yeah, like what's the best deal here? What is YouTube's deal?
55-45. Mm-hmm. On ad revenue and 70-30 on like all these people giving us the super chats. Shout out Junk Food Junction and others. That's going to be 70-30. But don't get me started on a 70-30 because Apple's going to take a piece if you did the super chat from iOS.
Oh, my goodness.
Apple takes 30 right away.
Oh, wow.
So you thought you were 70-30, but your 70-30 is cut out of the original 70-30.
Oh, so you get a 70.
Apple gets 30 right away.
Wait, it's not even a question.
No.
Wow.
No. Timmy, you kidding?
Tim
is not taking the leftovers.
Timmy.
You pay Tim first.
Yeah.
He's just rubbing his hands.
Mm-hmm. Tim's like, you want to give these guys a super chat? Start here.
But
wow. Yeah.
They're like the mob. They're like, we are.
Taxes.
Yeah, you want to do any business, come mm-hmm. to us first. So yeah, but it's all been described by YouTube. They let people know that's how it works. I mean, you don't have to go through the app store.
Okay.
But a lot of people have their money connected to it, and it's convenient for them.
Uh-huh.
Let's give Tim some credit. Why don't we? If he didn't go collect everybody's credit cards, it might be harder to make a super chat, mm-hmm. like Christopher over here.
Mm-hmm.
He says Mo Money can compete with Jim Cramer Mad Money. Do you know Jim Cramer's Mad Money?
No.
Get out of here. You're supposed to be the stock guy. He's the original guy, but he's a different demeanor than you. He's yelling and screaming.
Oh, right. Hold on. Let me see.
He's buying and selling, or he's telling you to, or whatever. A new report, a new Bloomberg report, citing people familiar with Twitch's pay planning claims that the company wants to incentivize streamers to run more ads, in addition to considering reducing the portion of subscription fees allocated to performers. More specifically, the site's top streamers would reportedly see their share of subscriptions dip down from 70 to 50.
It's a big cut.
Kobe didn't even respond to that. He's all grown up.
No, he's not. He attacked Otis today.
Oh, did you want to go into it? Or
What do you mean? We didn't see it happen.
I don't know if it's a tag. I think they're just playing too hard.
I saw the aftermath.
It was too much.
I mean, he came to me for protection. Yeah. I was surprised. I'm like, I don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting here. I'm talking. Why you come to me for protection?
You're the talking man.
I guess so. He's like, it is time for the talking man. He just stood by my right leg.
I know.
And
there was some safety there.
I gotta admit, I felt responsible in that moment. Because I kind of wanted to move around a little bit, but I was like, I think he's taking comfort in like me standing between him mm-hmm. and Kovu at the moment.
So you stuck around a little bit.
I guess.
Mm.
I feel like that's what happened. So for those that don't know, they're playing around. And then one of them will take it too far.
Yeah.
And then they'll be, you know, then they're mad at each other. Or maybe not. Maybe not mad. I don't know if they experience it like that. But they warn one another.
Yeah.
And then there's a separation.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, Kovu doesn't even understand. He just wants to be back into it.
He has to go lie next to you.
Yes, because he's in trouble now.
No, Christopher, I don't want to make you guilty on the iOS. Christopher, listen. It's a convenience thing. Like you, if it wasn't so easy to do, you wouldn't do it. And Tim gave you the convenience. So Tim gets his 30 points. It's fine. Tim gets his tip. It's good. Anyway, so Kovu goes over where Mo is, and then he's got to lie down over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then Otis goes over where I am. Not usually.
Yeah.
He goes over where Will is. And there's like a settling down process mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. goes on.
Yeah.
And then they become friends the following day or whatever.
Yeah.
They just need to cool down.
They got a cool down period. And so, but it's quite a thing to watch. Mm-hmm. And then the owners get a little bit uppity. The owners have their own thing going on.
Yeah.
Which is you two.
Yeah. Me and Will just go at each other.
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm sitting by your feet.
I don't know the protocol. I don't know the protocol with the owners.
Start scrapping.
Yeah. I don't know. Because you guys tell me you go to the dog park, you don't know the protocol. No one mm-hmm. does.
No, it's...
What do you do after something transpires? Like, in this case, you know each other, but if something transpires...
Yeah, it's happened a few times.
It's awkward.
Mm-hmm. It is very awkward. Typically, both sides are apologizing.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
That's not what he says.
It's not always the case sometimes.
What are you talking about?
Your stories are different.
No.
Your dog,
I'm generally pretty cool.
No, your dog park stories are different.
Dog park?
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't go to the dog park.
See
anymore.
What I'm saying? It's too much beef going on.
I've lowered mine, taking Kobe to the dog park as well. Or I go like very odd hours where I know there's not a lot of dogs.
So what's the problem? Why is the dog park, why do you not recommend the dog park?
Well, for Kovu, he's not snipped. So he attracts other dogs who aren't snipped and they get aggressive with each other.
So it's purely sexual.
Okay. I would never say it like that.
Well, but. I'm just saying that, like, is it you think that if that didn't exist, then it would be just another walk in the park?
My vet told me that would be the case.
Hmm.
So I think, because I don't see other dogs, and Kovu is, you
but
know,
Kovu, he's not the aggressive one. It's the other dogs
exactly,
that smell him.
They smell him, and then they start attacking. And
yeah.
He obviously is defensive, but he never is initiating it.
Yeah. He's the nicest dude.
Yeah, he is.
Who are we? What are we doing?
What are we doing?
Who and what are we doing?
They just love to lick blood.
When you went to the dog park, Will, you said that everybody. I would like to try a Japanese fruit sandwich. That's a great idea. When you went to the dog park,
they are very good.
You, had this encounter and you refused to back down.
Huh? Why are you making up stories? What's going on here?
Don't you remember you told me this? Like there was some kind of interaction and you had to get in the middle of it. Did this happen? Am I crazy? Yeah, go ahead, Will. I'm unlocking this memory inside of you.
Well, he did fight.
That's what I'm talking about.
At one point.
It got in a fight.
I think, yeah, like Mo, he wasn't snipped. Like Kobu's Mo's dog.
Yeah, I wasn't not Mo.
You better watch out. That owner, he's not snipped.
Super aggressive.
Yeah.
Sexually.
Yeah. Okay.
And yeah, another dog came to challenge him.
Mm-hmm.
And Otis wasn't having it, and they fought. Yeah. I had to break it up.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the owner was super apologetic, and
yeah,
I just left.
Wow.
I mean, that's what
is
you
it
do,
like,
right?
Is it at all like a car accident?
It really is. It's a lot of dogs just like around, circling, and.
But I mean, like the other day at the intersection, I saw a car accident.
You're saying they're trading information?
Yeah, there's like a weird moment after the thing happens, which is like we don't know each other, but
right,
I feel we're supposed to interact and like
right, right, or know, continue this.
That there maybe is a protocol, yeah, but then there isn't because there really isn't a social of protocol.
Of course,
for
there's
it
nothing. Yeah,
unless there's grave injury,
right? If you see blood,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
I know, but even then, what? Here's my phone number? Like, what?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of insane, the whole thing, mm-hmm, I mean, to be honest. Let's all bring our wolves to a fenced in area and see what happens.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think that's strange.
But people, they want to get out. They want to chat it up.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's not just that. It's also you want to give your dog a lot of space to run in where you know he can't run away.
Yeah.
Like, that's the value I see in the dog park.
The no running away?
Well, I can let you run as freely as you want, because that's what Kova loves doing, and I don't have to worry about losing you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Because if you go to just, like, far away to an open area, open like, field, he's gone.
Yeah, there's a hike that we like to go on.
Mm-hmm. He just bolts immediately.
And he does. He bolts sometimes, and... it's just a giant forest. It's like huge. Yeah. I would lose him so quickly.
Yeah.
So I got to keep him leashed on that one.
I always wonder about the running away. The one time Otis ran away and I was like,
Yeah, he did run away.
I didn't expect it. Like, I didn't think they would
at
do
work.
It.
Yeah.
I didn't think they would do it, but some do, some don't. I don't know. Okay. It's all about, there's a big age aspect to that too. Mm-hmm. He'll never leave your side now. Like I don't think he could run away. There's no possible way he can run away now at this age.
He could get lost, though.
He's attached. He's attached.
Well, here.
He's attached.
No, but what I mean is he can get lost.
The tentative monetization considerations come amid a time of flux at Twitch. Twitch is simultaneously reeling from what Bloomberg calls a mass exodus of employees. This is pointed in the company's direction. Some 300 employees reportedly left Twitch last year, with another 60 leaving in the first 3 months of 2022. Some top creators have left, too. In the past year, both Dr. Lupo and Tim the Tatman, two prominent streamers, left the site for rival YouTube. Earlier this year, Amazon announced it would add a 5% fuel and inflation surcharge to third-party sellers. Oh, they're just trying to loop it in to the Amazon picture and say that they're looking for more, I guess, looking to compensate for inflation.
Yeah.
Maybe the employee costs go up, and then they want more of that streamer cash to pay for it. But going from 70-30 to 50-50, I mean, who's gonna want that? Granted, well, actually, yeah. Was it the ad revenue or the direct subscription revenue? Because then people could go to YouTube and get the 70-30, can't they? I don't know. Well, I don't know what to tell you, but it definitely is heating up. I think I could say that. I think I could tell you it's heating up, the Twitch versus YouTube streaming thing.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. This is a drone fly through of Ford's F-150 Lightning plant with an FPV drone. Oh.
Is this a thing?
Well, Tesla did it.
Tesla did it, so now Ford's, I get it. Okay.
Uh-huh. Well, it was obviously a hit.
Yeah, it did so well.
So give us a taste.
It was really cool, too.
Give us a taste. You're not going to, are you?
I should preface to say that there's this one that's really edited, and then there's the other one which is less edited. And I feel like the less edited one is better.
Well, whatever one you want to play for us, Will, it's up to you.
Okay. Well, there's this one. This one's kind of fun.
This is, I'm assuming, the edited one, since it's
the scale. The scale.
This is the less edited one.
The scale of these buildings is just bananas. It's like a town in there. Of course,
man, these machines are cool.
We got robots going after it, getting after it,
and it's very similar to the Tesla one, but it's Ford.
That's the skateboard. That's the battery.
Sure looks like it. And you got, you got robots. You got robots making robots. And
a few people.
And robots filming robots.
Wow.
Making robots.
Man, this place is huge.
Four other robots. There's like seven people in that entire place.
No, there was a lot.
5,000 robots, seven people. No.
Ooh, went through the window.
You damn right. You damn right it went through the window. No, the people still have to do like a lot of small assembly stuff. It's but the lifting of heavy things, no one's mad about the robots doing that part.
Like this.
Ooh, look at
what
this.
What is he dropping
That's
in?
That's the frunk.
The frunk.
The frunk is dropping in. Drop the frunk. This drone is very
swirly.
Spinny.
Yeah,
very swirly drone.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
just flying, though.
It's just really cool footage.
Yeah, no, this this pilot is legit.
Mm-hmm. And Ford too, man. How quickly they were ready. They came out with a.
Oh, they have one of those.
Same thing.
Yeah. This is a little on the nose.
Yeah.
Well, I actually think the lighting serves a purpose there in final inspection.
Right.
You gotta inspect the paint job and stuff.
Okay. So you're saying that might just be standard, but this is the first time we're getting an inside look.
Could be. Shout out, Andre. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Very cool. Listen, I'm all for it, Will. I love production, factories, electric vehicles, F-150 Lightnings, Teslas, making things, productivity. It's got all the pieces.
Yeah.
All the ingredients. That's a soup I'd like to eat.
Very well done.
I would eat that soup.
Yeah.
Engineers develop a flexible paper-thin loudspeaker. The new design has the potential to turn any surface into a low-power, high-quality audio source. This comes to us via Cosmos Magazine. You've added this to your reading list then, Will.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Very informative, this article.
MIT researchers have developed an ultra-thin loudspeaker that can turn any rigid surface into a high-quality active audio source. The straightforward fabrication process they introduced can enable the thin film devices to be produced at scale. Imagine covering your walls with squares of a thin metallic loudspeaker instead of floral wallpaper. I don't know... From a style perspective, you got the metallic speakers. It's going to be a look to it.
I think it might be a cool look.
Might be a cool look. Might not be for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to the floral wallpaper that they compared it to.
Right.
But the technology, maybe they can have certain style, different styles to fit everybody's needs.
They were thinking of lining up the car, you know, as well, like interior. So...
So I have like complete...
Pretty immersive.
360-degree audio.
Uh-huh.
Paper thin.
So here's a little demo of it. Probably going to get copyright, but here we go.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa.
So it's literally just like a thin sheet of paper. And he's connecting wires to it.
Whoa. Oh, my God. Lou, how?
And you can kind of tell that it's directional. So as long as it's facing you, you get the full impact. Well,
and it seems to be even louder when he bends it. Right?
Yeah, like it's almost
chamber,
like...
Yeah. Well, this reminds me to a certain extent of when we had those sound devices that you would attach to a surface or a bottle, and then the surface would become a speaker through vibration.
Yes.
I presume it has something to do with vibration. A typical loudspeaker uses inputs of electric current to pass through a coil of wire that generates a magnetic field, moving the speaker membrane that moves the air above it, making the sound we hear. This new paper-thin loudspeaker simplifies this design by instead using a thin film of piezoelectric material formed into thousands of tiny domes, only a few hair widths across, that vibrate individually when voltage is applied over them in a phenomenon called the inverse piezoelectric effect. The engineers use a laser to cut tiny holes into a thin sheet of PET, a type of lightweight plastic, the underside of which they laminated with a thin film of PVDF by applying a vacuum above the sheets and a heat source 80 degrees Celsius underneath. The pressure difference caused the thin PVDF layer to bulge through the tiny holes, forming domes. Wow.
Very cool. I mean, wow. you don't get the low end, but, I mean, it seems pretty clear.
Yeah, I wonder if there's a solution for the low end. But certainly, you can see all types of applications for this paper-thin audio. I don't know. The cost is probably prohibitive at the moment.
They say that, it's expensive to make. Mm-hmm. But apparently, the whole electric running this thing is pretty inexpensive.
Inexpensive, yeah. Hey, man.
Pretty inexpensive. That's a tough word.
I thought you were going to attack me there for a second.
Got my fangs out? Yeah. But cool stuff, nonetheless.
Very cool.
Definitely. And it's all one of those things of scale. If they can figure out a way where it's useful in some sort of application, some sort of common application, and make a lot of it, then that cost of manufacturing can go down, right? Mm-hmm. They can create all sorts of special tools like Ford to do a better job of making those things for less. Mm-hmm. Snap's first tiny... What? Yeah. Snap?
Snapchat, what? Yeah.
No.
Yep.
Why do they need a drone for?
Well, Snapchat, they had the glasses.
Do they still have the glasses?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think so.
Snap's unannounced drone. You can see it here from almost every angle. Well, why does it say Pixie on it? Is that what they're going to call it?
That's what they're calling it. I think, so what I heard is the idea that the Snapchat team had was that what if Tinkerbell was taking your pictures all the time?
Tinkerbell?
Yeah.
You're talking about like Peter Pan?
Yeah. They kind of.
The fairy?
Yeah.
Wow. So this ruler here, what is that? Millimeters? What am I looking at?
That's a very good question. I don't know.
I'm trying to figure out how tiny it is. It must be.
It's the size of your hand.
It's tiny.
Yeah.
Wow. It has a camera on it, or maybe more than one, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a fairly simple little device.
It does. Now that I've seen it open, the images I saw, it looked really cool. But this looks
so it's gonna have
plasticky.
Yeah, it looks like a toy. Well, they can't charge very much for it.
They're charging like $300 for this.
Hmm. I just don't know why you would want to get a drone from Snapchat instead of just get a real one.
Apparently, it follows you around.
Okay, hang on a second here. Snap is working on a drone called Pixie, and the whole thing just leaked. It's 5.1 inches by 4.7 inches. They characterize the drone as a small, smart drone with a camera and camera function, rounded rectangle in Snap's characteristic yellow hue with translucent orange propellers and a knob that looks to offer a bunch of different settings. It looks like a camera mode dial. Okay. Yeah, it does. A couple different settings. Very small. Definitely plastic.
Mm-hmm.
But the propellers are protected to a certain extent because they probably expect you to crash it.
Right.
If you're trying to figure out scale, just look at that USB-C port on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the image below.
Yeah.
It gives you a really good idea of just how small it is. But it's going to have some sort of Snapchat integration. I'm also surprised it doesn't have any Snap branding on it. It does say Pixie or whatever, but no Snap. But then it's obviously an early model.
Right. They haven't.
Looks to have a quality control check on it. Yeah.
So is it going to film video as well?
Yeah, I assume. And it's probably going to spit it straight into Snapchat and all the rest of it. You can see the removable battery as well. I don't know. It's an odd buy. You got to be really into your Snapchat. I guess the glasses were kind of like that too. But the glasses came out of time and Snapchat seemed like up here. It seemed so hot at that moment.
Yeah.
I don't know how hot it is anymore. You're a teenager, Mo. Are you still snapping away or what?
I'm not, but I have younger brothers and they are.
They're still snapping away.
Yeah.
So amongst the right demographic, they want this drone or what?
I can't see my brothers getting this, but
yeah.
I think there might be somebody out there.
Somebody's going to get it?
I don't know, though. The price is... oh, they have some... Never mind. Yeah. I heard the price was $230 US.
It's just odd for a company like Snapchat to be making hardware at all. It's just not what you... It kind of feels like Facebook making hardware until they switch the whole thing to Meta. Yeah. And then mm-hmm. like, it just seems hard for a social media right. platform, right. messaging platform, anything like that, to get into hardware. It's just like...
It's good business, though.
Well, it could be. You have to have a hit on your hands, but it's just so different than social media. I mean, we haven't really seen it where it really took off. I don't know. Or either that or I'm missing or forgetting something. A social media company that made an absolute hit of a hardware product? I don't know.
Yeah, I can't think of one. Like Oculus, but that's... Yeah. They got bought out.
Yeah, Oculus was kind of already there.
Yeah. So does that really count as a social media platform making a hit?
Google had a social media platform for a minute. That doesn't really count, though, either.
No.
Shout out, Gomez. Appreciate it. Okay, well, good luck. Good luck, Snap.
All right, last one.
Last one. Bears are pretty athletic, I guess. Well, here we have a black bear hanging from what looks like a tree, although he or she looks to be very interested in whatever's inside of that birdhouse. Probably something to snack on, a couple of seeds.
Uh-huh.
And this looks like a nimble bear that is, I'm guessing, going to go for it. And let's find out how athletic they are. Here we go. Chewing on the Oh,
this is dangerous.
Let's go.
The paws.
More athletic than we are. Oh! And using the mouth as the extra grip as well. Spins around.
How is this wire holding?
Yeah. It's quite the wire, isn't
it? A heavy bear.
It's quite the wire.
It's a really overkill for a birdhouse.
Look at that grip right there. Oh, he's like
barely off the floor.
And then his butt ran into that tree stump too.
Yeah.
But... That's definitely a nimble bear. That would be cool to watch. Awesome. And a lot of work for a couple of seeds or whatever's in there. Uh-huh. But I guess he's curious. He's got a little time on his hands. Go check out the seeds. The people watching, they're just in shock. That's my birdhouse.
The dangling?
That's my birdhouse.
Bird feeder, I guess. What's the difference between a birdhouse and feeder? Can it be both? I guess the feeder they eat, they go. The house they stay a while.
Yeah, maybe they stick around.
They might stay a while. Well, shout out to that guy. Very nimble. Definitely putting us to shame. None of us are doing that.
Mm-mm.
None of us have that capability. Even Will, and he's halfway up a mountain most days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When he's not jogging around your block, keep your eyes open because he's coming for you.
Mm-hmm.
You might see him and Otis just scrambling out there early morning.
Mm-hmm.
Probably like some sort of brisk morning exercise that Will likes to get himself into. But he doesn't get too crazy with it. He doesn't get those special outfits or anything.
No.
He still wants to be...
Not there yet.
Oh, you might get there?
Oh.
Well, keep an eye out, guys. If you see him, if you spot Willie Doo out there, let me know. If he's got any type of special outfit going on, you're going to have to let me know on social media because we obviously can't miss that. Shout out to Coca-Cola for attempting to put the taste of space into a bottle. I don't know if they did it. Somebody else is going to have to let me know. I'm a classic guy when it comes to that taste test. Thank you to everybody who joined. Thank you to everybody for this week. It's a Friday. Have yourself a weekend. Get outdoors. Take a deep breath. Reset, and we'll see you back here on Monday.